Good morning, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning platform. I am teaching from Alton Secondary School, Oyibo. I am going to teach government for SS1. And our today's topic is going to be on constitution. I'm still Mrs. Florence Iwanyanwu, your government / CRK teacher. Now, our performance objective today is going to focus on the definition of constitution. We're going to identify the sources of constitution. We're also going to discuss the scope of the constitution if the time permits. Let me remind you that this is going to be the last topic for the term, God willing. And by next week, I will talk about the features, the types, and explain constitutionalism, as the case may be. But right now, I'm going to start with the definition of constitution. Okay? A constitution is defined as a body of agreed rules and principles stating how the powers of governing a country are given and how these powers are to be exercised. I'll take it again. A constitution is defined as a body of agreed rules and principles stating how the powers of governing a country are given, and how these powers are to be exercised. Okay, this is according to essential government, and I think it's self-explanatory. Now, when we talk about constitution, we're looking at those law and order that has been set aside to make the act of governance easy. Remember when I was introducing government to you, I told you that the institution called government was put in place to avoid a state of lawlessness. Honestly, without the institution called government, I wonder what would have happened in the society. A lot of people would have killed people without even thinking. Not that they are not killing today, but I bet you it would have been worse than what we are seeing today. Okay, now I told you also that government is dynamic while state is what? Static. Now, for the act of governance to flow, there is need for rules and regulations. Human beings are difficult to handle. Okay, if there are no rules and regulations in a country or state, there will be a state of lawlessness. There will be a state of anarchy. Okay. Now let's look at the sources of the constitution. One of the major sources of constitution is history of the people. History of the people. Now, if you remember what we did when I taught you power and authority, you found out that there is always room for that point. Customs and tradition. We cannot talk about rules and regulation without referring to the customs and tradition of the people. So one of the major points here is history of the people. It is necessary that the history of the people should be considered in preparing the basic rules that govern them. It is necessary that the history of the people should be considered in preparing the basic rules that govern them. Okay. You find out that for those of us who are Christians in the eastern part of the country, our customs and traditions are not the same with those of them who are also Christians in the north. Honestly, before I went there for service, when I see people with this hijab, you know, this their covering, I thought it was just Muslim thing. But I realized also that even the Christians also cover themselves with a hijab. I mean, in the north. That means it is according to their custom. Okay? And if they had to penalize any woman without the hijab, it's going to be based on the fact that there had been an existing rule that women should cover their heads, so to say. But in the eastern part of the country, it's not like that. You only cover your head when you're probably, it's on choice. Okay. Now, let's look at another point. Acts of Parliament. Acts of Parliament. The laws or enactments by Act of Parliament form part of constitutional framework. Now, this Act of Parliament, we are looking at those of them, the body that make these rules and regulation. What has been existing before now is also one of the bases of making these rules and regulation. And whenever the law has been enacted, there is nothing anyone can do. That is why in a federal system, you have bicameral legislature, where you have state house of assemblies, and you have national assembly. Now, what are the duties of these state houses of assembly? They are there to enact laws according to the customs and tradition of their people. Okay? What is obtainable in River State might not be obtainable in Zamfara State. Are you there? So that is exactly what I want you to understand. Okay. Another point is past constitution. Past constitution. Past constitutions and other frameworks help in the basis of formation of a new constitution. Whatever laws that are being made are based on the previous laws. If people are called to make rules and regulation, they will first of all look at the existing ones. That is why when you see a constitution on the footnote of the constitution, they will write that this constitution is liable for amendment. Okay? So based on existing law, they can add more. Okay. Now, another source of constitution is constitutional conferences. Constitutional conferences. Constitutional conferences also help, okay, in making this constitution. Now, constitutional conferences are meetings at which constitutional issues are discussed. There are meetings at which constitutional issues are discussed. Nigeria had been having a bunch of constitutional conferences even before the independence. Okay? But I don't know. Up till now, most of the constitutional conferences that had been organized in Nigeria had come out to nothing. There was a constitutional conference in Nigeria in 2001, which was chaired by late Professor Oputa. It was tagged the Oputa panel. And I think there was another one in 2014 under Goodluck's administration. And of course, the major aim of that constitutional conference was to find a way forward. But however the conferences were held, you find out that the conferences will recommend certain things, but it is now left for the leaders, those of them at the top, to implement those findings. But I want you to understand that constitutional conferences are also sources of constitutions. Another one is judicial proceedings or judicial precedents. These are past judgments at law court on constitutional matters. These are past judgments at law court on constitutional matters. If someone is accused of a particular crime, the person will not be found guilty until the person is tried with evidences around him. Now, after the trial, if the person is found guilty, the person will be punished depending on what the constitution says. All right? So it is based on what had happened to people before that the lawyers or the judges make reference to such issues that had happened earlier to pass out judgments. Okay. Now, let's look at the features of a constitution. Features of a constitution. Okay. The number one feature is the preamble. The preamble. A constitution contains a preamble which declares its aspiration. These preambles, you could refer to it as an introduction. What is it intending to achieve? That's the preamble. Now, the second one is the political structure. The political structure. It states the structure of government, whether unitary or federal, and at the same time defines the division of powers among the component units in the state. Okay. Now, if a constitution of a country is practicing a particular system of government, it will be stated. That is what we mean by political structure. Assuming Nigeria wasn't practicing federal system and is practicing presidential system, in the constitution of Nigeria, the structure of the system will be written down, stating the kind of constitution Nigeria is operating. But I hope you still remember, Nigeria is still practicing federal system of government, even though sometimes we wonder whether the practice is only in the book. It doesn't seem to stretch out where it's supposed to be, because the major reason for adoption of federal system is to get to people at the grassroots. Okay? Because that's the major reason. That is the reason why we political scientists believe that federal system is better than unitary system in a very large country, because it will get to those at the grassroots. But in our today's society, it seems as if the federal government is the only one enjoying exclusive powers, concurrent, and even residual. Okay? We're not really sure when the game is going to start. Okay. Now, another one is political institutions. Another one is political institutions. The Constitution also defines the powers and functions of these constitutions, such as the executive, legislature, and judiciary. I don't think there's anyone who doesn't know the meaning of the three organs of government and their functions. It is basically very clear what the three organs of government are, and of course, their functions. And if government had to succeed in its operation, the three organs of government must be allowed to function. Another feature is type of relationship. Type of relationship. It states the type of relationship that will exist among the institutions of government. That is, whether there will be separation of powers, as in the presidential system of government, okay, or whether there is going to be fusion of powers, as in the parliamentary system of government in Britain. Are you there? So that is one thing you will see, and you know the kind of constitution a country is practicing. In a parliamentary system of government, we all know that there is fusion of powers. Okay? And in a presidential system of government, there is separation of powers. Okay. Another feature is the party system. The party system. The Constitution also reveals the type of party system to adopt, e.g., one party system, two party, multi-party system. Okay? It is the structure of the Constitution that will stipulate the kind of system that will be operational in the country, be it one party system, two party system, multi-party system, etc. Okay. Another point is fundamental human rights. Fundamental human rights. It defines the rights of citizens, their duties and obligations to the state. You see, this is one of the reasons why Democrats believe that democracy is better than military regime. Because under a constitution, you will see the rights of the citizens clearly stated. And not just their rights, even their duties and obligations. And of course, these rights of citizens, we refer to them as fundamental human rights. Okay? Unlike the military system that does not really recognize the fundamental human rights. Okay. Now, another point is the process of amendment. The process of amendment. The Constitution equally states the process by which the Constitution can be amended. Okay? This is very common with all rigid constitutions where the methods of amendments are clearly stated. Now, if you remember what I told you, rigid constitutions are those constitutions that cannot be easily amended, but they can be amended, but not easily. Okay, if you still remember, Nigeria is practicing a federal constitution which is rigid and written. That reminds me, when I was marking your exam, I noticed some people making some mistakes. Okay. Written and rigid is one point, but some people were separating it. Some people will write written, and then the second point, rigid. I will just give you one mark because they say it's one point. Remember that all written constitutions are rigid in nature, and all rigid constitutions are also written. Okay, so it's just the same point. All right. Now, get it straight that rigid constitution is not as if they cannot be amended. They can be amended, but they usually go through rigorous process of amendments. Okay. Now, let's look at citizenship. Citizenship. It defines the qualification for citizenship. It states who the citizen of a country is or are, and how citizenship can be acquired. It's not easy. Citizens of a particular country have rights and obligations, while non-citizens don't. Above all, if there is anything like election, those of them who are citizens have the right to vote and be voted for. But a non-citizen doesn't have such right. Okay. Now, we are going to stop here today. In our next class, we are going to look at the types of constitution. Okay? We're going to look at the types of constitution, and we're also going to look at constitutionalism. We will keep on reading our books. We'll keep on preparing. We'll keep on, forging ahead until this pandemic war is won. Okay? The moment you stop reading, the ones you have learned previously will vanish. So I will advise you to continue working hard. By next week, God willing, I will conclude the constitution. And of course, if we still have time, we'll do revisions. Okay. Have a nice day.